Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At Chicago, bringing us back. Saw them in concert not too long ago, and it was outstanding. They really put on a show. It's really entertaining. I mean, it's a lot of energy and sounds just like that. I mean, they're great if you like Chicago. And who doesn't, right? Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's just you and me, and I want to talk about broken promises. Some broken promises have more consequences than others, don't they? Every president makes campaign promises. All politicians make campaign promises, right? Some they keep and some they don't. Most of the time, when they don't keep a promise, it doesn't amount to much. It's politics, after all, right? How often have we done this? How often have we seen this? Well, sometimes a promise is so prominent, however, that when broken, it becomes quite momentous. President George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush 41, the first Bush president, he ran afoul of this truth when he broke his promise of no new taxes. Read my lips, no new taxes. And when he did, in fact, increase taxes during his first term, this breach of trust with voting Americans was definitely one of the reasons his reelection bid was lost to really someone who was an unlikely candidate, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton did not expect to win that race. He was doing it it was the practice, basically. He did not expect to be able to beat Bush but that no new taxes promise that was broken was part of the deal that ended that presidency. Now let's fast forward to the 21st century. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Period. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Guaranteed. These are the promises President Barack Obama made to Americans on dozens of occasions during the debate about the Affordable Care Act. He was talking about your health care plan, your health care coverage. While they were debating that law before it was passed, he said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, et cetera, et cetera. He also said it during in defense of the law after it was passed when he was running for re-election last year, right? Dozens of times he said that. But barely a month after Obamacare has gone live, it's becoming obvious that there are problems with those promises. Most people agree that Bush 41 was faced with issues that caused him to change his mind about taxes a few years later. The price he paid was for breaking his promise, but no one ever accused him of lying. They didn't think he lied, they think he changed his mind. But at this moment, President Obama is in a whirlwind of public opinion about what he knew and what his motivations were when he made his promises. If you like your plan, if you like your health care coverage, if you like your doctor, you can keep it. Period. Guaranteed. So we wanted to know what our audience thought about this. In a recent online poll, we asked this question. What do you think about President Obama's promises since 2009 that you could keep your existing insurance if you wanted to? And here's what you told us. 2%, only 2% of you said whatever he said was for the greater good. Another 6% said whatever he said was no worse than any other politician. So we got 8% basically letting him off the hook, which we've been doing for years for politicians, right? It's just politics. But a little more than one-fourth allowed that whether intentional or not, he misled the American people. So one-fourth thought he misled us. But just about two-thirds of our respondents believe the president lied to the American people. Now, if you've been keeping up with this and you've been tracking the president's approval rating, his overall approval rating and his approval rating on the health care issue, you'll see that our numbers, the numbers of our audience, pretty closely match what's been said on what's the polls of and other groups. One thing is evident from this most recent presidential breach. Americans have very definite feelings about the cost and the availability of their health care. And anyone who presumes to impose their will on this personal and intimate dynamic is putting their political prospects in harm's way. Isn't it interesting that perhaps more than taxes, which we always felt was a visceral thing to most Americans, raising taxes is a visceral thing. Most politicians don't like to touch that, right? But even worse than even more visceral than raising taxes is how we feel about our health care. And I will tell you this, folks. You know that I've been against Obamacare since day one. I was against Obamacare before it was Obamacare. Before I was against Obamacare years before President Obama we even heard of President Obama before he was even Senator Obama. This is one of the issues I've been reporting on for 16 years, and that is market-based solutions are best. The government should stay out of health care. For Americans, for most Americans, people who can pay for their own health care, they should stay out of it. And turns out, I'm probably going to be proven to be right. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.